This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. What up, what up? On today's episode, we are going to discuss the relationship between action and motivation. The majority of people looking for motivation, what do? They'll wait for something or someone or some pill to come around and motivate them before they can get up and take action to motivate themselves. This is the wrong approach. I operated with this approach, this motivation comes before action approach, this mentality for years before finally realizing that, you know what? I had it all backwards, baby. I would look for ways to get motivated, to work out, to get up early, to stop procrastinating and do my work. And, you know, I'd be motivated about doing these things for a little while, but shortly thereafter, the motivation would fade and I'd stop taking action. Then I realized that the lifespan of motivation, it's a lot like the honeymoon phase of a new relationship. It's really exciting at first, but then eventually that feeling fades away. That feeling doesn't last. In a relationship, it needs to be tended to, right? With small and thoughtful actions in order to sustain itself. Motivation works the same way. It works in a very similar way. We need to take small and thoughtful actions to keep the motivation train chugging along, baby, or else it loses steam and it comes to a screeching halt. And this realization eventually then led me to a really simple, simple discovery, which I now believe is the most important thing that you need to know about getting motivated. Here it is. Action leads to motivation. Again, here's how most people approach motivation. First, they wait for the motivation to strike before they take action, before they can then get motivated to continue doing whatever it is they want to do or to start their work or do whatever they need to do. But here's how motivation really works. First, we take action. Then we get motivated. And then that spurs continued motivation to continue taking action. It's a feedback loop, a positive feedback loop. And regardless of what you want to get motivated about, the answer always begins with action. Action is the impetus for motivation. Action is the precursor to motivation. Action comes first, motivation comes after. So we want to stop saying, I need to get motivated to take action, and we want to start saying, we want to replace that phrase with, I need to take action to get motivated. Now, whenever I feel hesitant about taking action towards a goal, it's usually because I'm really just way up in the clouds. I'm thinking about the big picture and I feel intimidated by it. Now, thinking big, right? Thinking about the big picture, that's a good thing when you're feeling, you know, inspired and when you're setting goals and when you're doing that kind of planning, high level planning. But it's a bad thing when you're working to achieve those goals. Again, thinking big is a good thing. It's a wonderful thing when you're setting goals, but it's a bad thing when you're actually working towards achieving those goals. Once I set a goal or once I decide to take on a new project, I've realized that the key to getting started is to make it as easy as possible for myself to actually do so, right? For example, writing a 2,000-word article. It's a large project with several specific actions attached to it that need to be taken on my part prior to me hitting the publish button, right? Doing this podcast, lots of different things go into making it. And if I think about all the stuff, right, that goes into doing it, I'll easily find myself saying, screw this, man, let's just Netflix and chill. Let's just relax, right? I'll procrastinate on it. But then, of course,
nothing would get done. You wouldn't be listening to this podcast. You wouldn't be reading anything on my blogs, and you wouldn't be reading my work and listening to this podcast or seeing anything, any creativity on my part. If that's all I thought and that's all I did, at the first moment of being intimidated by something, I just gave up, right? So instead of giving up, I would tell myself, okay, for now, I'll just start the introduction. Right? And before I know it, I've already finished writing over half the article. Right? The key I've realized is not to wait for motivation, but to take some small, itsy bitsy, tiny little specific action to get the ball rolling. And once I've gotten the ball rolling, it begins to gather momentum. And the motivation to continue arises naturally and on its own. So the lesson here is to develop what I call action ramps around the things that you feel demotivated to do, the things that you're procrastinating on, the things that you feel overwhelmed by and intimidated by taking action on. And instead just say, oh man, I'm just going to wait for motivation. I just got to get motivated. I got to watch this YouTube video. I got to listen to this motivational podcast. And all those things are wonderful, but they are meant to enhance your activity, not to ignite it in the first place. Right, so the idea here of an action ramp, as I call it, is to choose a small, simple thing you can do right now that gets you going. An action that allows you to ramp up towards the motivation that you desire, which then leads to more motivation, which then leads to more action. And so doing this results in a continuous loop of taking action, feeling motivated, then taking more action, feeling more motivated, right? No matter what you're trying to do, what you're trying to achieve, if you're demotivated to do it, it's because you're not taking action. And if you're not taking action, it's probably because you're overwhelmed by the size of the task that you've got in front of you. So before you shrug your shoulders and spend the rest of your day watching Netflix, just try choosing one simple action that inches you closer to the finish line. And then just get started, baby. You can apply action ramps to anything in life. If you want to get motivated to work out, don't start by thinking about your workout, right? If doing so has overwhelmed you and prevented you from working out in the past, don't think about all the people that are going to be watching you when you go to the gym. Don't think about not knowing how to do your exercise. Instead, choose a simple action ramp, like putting on your gym clothes, right? This tiny little action spurs further action, right? Putting on your gym gear often triggers your mind to direct you to the next appropriate action related to what you just did, which is to hit the gym, right? You put on your gym clothes, now it's time to hit the gym, now it's time to work out, now it's time to do some kind of physical exercise, right? What's another idea? You want to get motivated to stop procrastinating and start doing your work? Rather than thinking about the thousands of different things that you have to do today, a good action ramp would be to pick your one most important project right now, and then pick one simple little thing that you can do in this moment to move that project forward, to move the ball forward. Or let's say you have a bunch of sort of uncomfortable emails that you want to reply to, that you know you need to reply to. So you might tell yourself that all you need to do right now is simply start typing your replies. You don't have to send anyone yet. You don't have to send any of the emails yet. And then just set a timer and say, I'm gonna reply to these messages, and I'm just gonna simply start typing my replies. You don't have to send anything. Set a timer for 15 minutes, start writing your responses. Don't worry about etiquette, you can address that later. Don't even think about finishing. You can save what you've started in the draft folder if you need to. Right? The idea is to just get started, and you'll naturally find yourself coming back to finish all those emails soon enough, or that task soon enough, or you'll want to finish it right then and there because you started. Right? The idea is to start, to get out of your head and stop overthinking everything and just begin. And then the motivation will come. Right? You want to get motivated to get out of bed early in the morning. If you want to get up by 5 a.m. every morning, but you normally rise at 7 a.m., a good action ramp would be to start by waking up at 6:45 a.m. for a week. And then once you're used to that, ramp up to 6:30 a.m. The week after that, 6:15 a.m. and so on and so forth until you've hit your goal of consistently waking up at 5 a.m. every morning. Because what if you're waking up at 7, you want to get up at 5, going cold turkey like that is a really difficult thing for the majority of people to get motivated about doing. So instead, set your alarm clock for 15 minutes earlier, and then slowly ramp up backwards, right, until you've achieved your goal of consistently getting up at 5 a.m. So notice all these examples, each and every single one of these examples that I gave you relies first on taking action rather than getting motivated to take that action. It begins with action. Why? Because the action in and of itself produces the motivation to continue taking further action. So before you finish doing whatever it is you're doing, before you finish getting to your location, before you finish up this podcast, before you start doing anything after this episode, take a minute, think of something you want to do if only you could get motivated enough to do it. What's something that you want to do? What's something that you've been wanting to do but have been procrastinating on, that you've been avoiding, that you've been maybe fearful of a little bit, intimidated by? What's that thing? Write it down. Next, create an action ramp around it. Think about one single, super simple action you can take today within the next 24 hours to make progress towards it. Write that down. Next, commit yourself. Commit to yourself. Make a personal promise to yourself that no matter what happens, you're going to take this action. You're going to do this little thing. No matter how tired you are, no matter how demotivated you feel, promise yourself that you'll do something, even if it's the smallest little thing, to move that ball forward. Because the moment you get moving, the moment you start taking action, you'll start feeling motivated, which will then, again, lead to more motivation, which will in turn lead to even more action. And the cycle is going to continue and continue and continue so long as you continue taking action. Remember, action leads to motivation and not the other way around. Any action is better than no action at all. So stop waiting for motivation, man, and start motivating yourself.